Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show here on this Tuesday, January 13th, 2025 edition. You know, one of the things that I think is happening is the President of the United States has so many different irons in the fire right now. Things that he's dealing with as far as the government shutdown. Congress still trying to come up with something that the president would sign to avoid a government shutdown. All kinds of issues, all kinds of problems coming out of Congress. Democrats now upset with his actions that he took in Venezuela. Also, the rhetoric ongoing dealing with Iran. Meanwhile, taking on the responsibilities as the commander-in-chief, proving to be very difficult in light of what Iran is threatening both the United States and Israel. So it's kind of interesting, very interesting, to see the president leaving Washington, coming to Michigan today. So we're going to absolutely cover this story, follow this story, I should say, to be fully informed and aware of what's going on. But the president has said point blank, absolutely, positively, without a doubt, he stands with the people of Iran, the citizens. One of the things that he says absolutely that he's wanting to do is making sure that the people of Iran get their support to do what they want to do with regards to the regime change in their own country. Kind of interesting to see that taking place right now as the president has all this happening, but yet taking time to come and speak to the Detroit Economic Club at 2 o'clock this afternoon. According to the MERS news story, it could be later, but we'll watch it and hopefully be able to listen to it this afternoon, and then I'll give you a field report on it tomorrow's show, because one of the things is going to be very interesting is how that we are now in full-blown election mode. Donald Trump definitely feels that the economy is going to come back very strong this year. As a result, he wants his policies to be on the ballot when people vote in November. Kind of an interesting political strategy that he's choosing to take. Now, one of the things I think is going to play out here is Donald Trump's enforcement of our federal immigration laws. Democrats wanting to call the ICE agents criminals. That's what Whoopi Goldberg said on The View yesterday. Well, then she backtracked it. So that's basically something that they are wanting to do, is question and challenge President Trump's enforcement of immigration laws. The Republicans on the other side are basically saying, look at the people ICE are arresting. Look at the people ICE are in the process of arresting and removing from the streets. Convicted homicides, child molestation, kidnapping charges. These are some really bad people who ICE is focusing on to remove from our country. Well, in Minnesota anyway, Minneapolis area, those people would rather protect the criminals as opposed to supporting ICE. Now, the head of enforcement, one of the Border Patrol people, came on, was on the show yesterday, said, you know, it's absolutely amazing the difference in political states. In Minnesota, they can't even go into public bathrooms at different department stores. They showed these guys going in to Target to use the facilities and to be able to check on certain people they had information on that was actually working there. Well, the shoppers within the Target store started yelling and screaming at the ICE officers and the Border Patrol folks that were simply trying to go to the bathroom. He came right out and said, though, when they were in the state of Louisiana, where the Republican governor invited them to come in and to remove these bad people, he said the people of Louisiana came up and was shaking their hands and was thanking them for being there to enforce our federal immigration laws. So basically, what is happening here is the Democrats' elected officials, Kim Waltz, the governor of Minnesota, this fry person, the mayor of Minneapolis, working up the citizenry with their rhetoric, with their talking points, basically riling the people up, getting them all excited to go out, protest, and object, and actually confront these federal agents as they're doing their jobs. Well, we saw exactly what happened. This person called a, quote, legal observer, the woman who was using her vehicle to block public streets to prevent ICE and their vehicles to get through. Well, it cost her her life. And now the left is going hysterical, demanding that this guy not only lose his job, but that he gets prosecuted for murder. So it's amazing. These people have to stop with the rhetoric, basically inciting riots and these type of confrontations of their citizens against law enforcement officers. That simple. And then you've got Whoopi on The View basically calling them criminals for doing their job and enforcing our federal laws. Well, both President and Secretary Noem has said publicly, now they're doubling down even more. President totally defending ICE in Minnesota. Absolutely, absolutely going to continue the enforcement of our federal laws. Meanwhile, though, President Trump, with all this turmoil going on here at home, is supporting the protesters in Iran. According to a news story this morning, over 2,000 protesters have been killed by the Ayatollahs in Iran wanting to keep their power. So we'll see, absolutely see where this goes and whether or not the president decides to use military actions against Iran. So we'll see what's going on. So the fact of the matter is that the people, the process continues. And whether or not they are going to use force to support the protesters. If they choose not to support the protesters, well, it could continue killing these people as the regime does not want to step down. Obviously, they do not want to lose their power. A lot of crazy stuff happening. Absolutely, absolutely amazing what is going on. One of the final thoughts on this story, and it wraps up this way. While the president has many issues that he's dealing with, he has to have the support of the American people. We have to face the fact that he is the president. Now, when Joe Biden was sitting in the Oval Office, you did not hear the Republicans attacking his policies. Toward the end, they, of course, were questioning his mental competency, but not the policies. Republicans basically accepted his policies as being his particular agenda. Donald Trump's policies is his agenda. Every president has an agenda, and Trump is carrying his out because he thinks he's doing what's best for America and making us first again in the world stage. Need prayers and support. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to remind you that the 9th Congressional District is hosting a debate with the Secretary of State candidates. It's going to be 2 weeks from this Saturday, January 31st, starting at 1 o'clock down in Rochester at a church. If you're in the area or could plan to drive down there, it's going to be a very interesting event because they've got Laura Logan and Seth Kessel to be the moderators of the debate for the Secretary of State candidates. If you go to their website, midistrict9.org, you can get your tickets. They're only $10 a person. They want to make this very, very affordable for folks and want to make sure that you can listen, see, watch the debate. Now, if for some reason you're not able to go down to Rochester Christian Church, it's on Rochester Road, 4435 Rochester Road in Oakland Township. They are planning to carry this event live on a live stream. So want to make sure that you guys know about this event and plan on watching it live on Saturday, January 31st at 1 o'clock. That's when it's going to start. They're planning on right now the debate being roughly about 2 hours long. They're going to have numerous questions for all three of the Republican candidates, Monica Yutuma, Amanda Love, and Anthony Forlini. All have confirmed that they will be on the debate stage together, and it will be carried live in person. So just want to make sure you're aware of that. Mark your calendars. Again, Saturday, January 31st at 1 o'clock. Rochester Christian Church, located at 4435 Rochester Road in Oakland Township. Doors are going to open at the event venue at 12:30. And again, the cost of admission is only $10. Let's see. This one is there. Yeah, finish that one up at the after the show. Also, Ron, remind you to mark your calendars in advance with plenty of advance notice. July 4th, the 250th birthday of America. We're going to have a big, big party at Liberty Mountain, USA. I've got a meeting this afternoon to talk about the lineup for the event. It's going to be a big rock concert there at the mountain. Now, they're located right off of M-115 in Farwell, Michigan, Clare County. That is going to be on Saturday, 4th of July. So we'll have more information about that as soon as we get it confirmed. You'll be able to get your tickets online, and we are excited about that event. We are going to be promoting it and running commercials for it very soon once we get the lineup confirmed. 2 weeks later, here in northern Michigan, Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. This year it's going to be Saturday, July 18th, and the gates will open at noon. We should be done about 4:30. All the candidates will be invited, those running for governor, those running for U.S. Senator, Congress, everybody's going to be invited. We're also going to be training the young people on firearm safety out at the gun ranges. 12 and under will be trained and shoot and then put their name in a hat. We already have two donations. John Palmer, Palmer Farms, the pig farmer in Onaway, is donating a long rifle 22. And Nick Wallace, J2 Construction there in Harbor Springs, is donating a 20-gauge shotgun. So the kids' names will be put in a hat. We'll draw the names out, and they'll have two young people that will be given those firearms at the event. Prices this year, adults are $40, teenagers are $20, and 12 and under, the kids, are free. So all you have to do is text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to the website acconservatives.org. Read the post, understand everything that's happening there, then click on the yellow donate button and make your donation for your tickets. Now, if you're buying more than one ticket, on the box to the seller, leave us a note and give us the names of the people that are coming. We'll be able to put all the names on the spreadsheet, and we will be able to get you checked in at the gate with our security folks. So greatly appreciate you guys joining us this year. Again, Saturday, July 18th in Central Lake, Michigan, Antrim County. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulder,